Welcome to Positivitini.
Messages of hope, support, and inspiration.
In 10 minutes or less.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Erica Ishii.
I'm Amy Dallin.
Oh, yes. Okay. I don't know if we've discussed this before, but how do you gracefully accept a compliment?
Oh, no.
Oh man,
Amy, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, especially after that. Oh no,
I wish to be excused from this episode.
It's true, I've done this so much to Amy too, of saying nice things to her face or in front of her, and have her just go beet red, and say stop.
See, this will be fun because I, for a long time, had the exact opposite problem. I'm saying, like, I know. Like, yep.
Well, on a certain level, you have to and you should own it. You should gracefully accept it, I suppose. And I also have a problem being like, no, stop. No, you.
Actually, there was a wonderful Kate Beaton, the genius cartoonist of Hark a Vagrant, which, for the record, is this just recently happened. It's been on hiatus for a long time, and we've all expected that the project would be over due to a lot of stuff that happened in her life. But she officially declared Hark a Vagrant sort of done as a project. It doesn't mean she's not going to do a bunch more great work, but this is like a really good time to go tell Kate Beaton that she's amazing. And she did a thread of advice for creators, which was all just really interesting, sound advice. And one of them was about accepting compliments. And she said, essentially, when someone tells you that they love your work, there are two things you do. You owe them, like, believe them mm-hmm. and say thank you.
Yes.
That's all you have to do. And it, when she says it like that, it sounds really simple. But that's what you got to do. You got to believe them and say thank you.
Well, and that's, this is the thing, right? Because this is very important. This goes back to last week when we were talking about, like, liking what you like. Mm-hmm. Is if someone says, like, your hair looks great, and you're like, oh, this, blah, blah, you just told them their opinion is wrong.
Mm.
Like, that's the thing. Like, this is the thing I had to learn, especially as a creator, is when it cut, okay, as a person, if one of my friends, like, your hair looks great, I'm like, I know, right? But as a creator, it is hard for me because it's so easy to be like, it's just a silly show. But the thing that, like, you have to keep in mind is, and man, this is great because this goes back to another thing we were talking about last week, which is the thing you might have done doesn't seem like that big, but it might be super important to the person who received it. So the idea of you downplaying the importance of your work, that's not being humble. That is actually negating their experience of the thing.
Oh.
Right? Because I know.
Yeah, let them like what they like, and they like you. Like,
yeah.
Take this in a positive way, and don't just make it another way that you can stress yourself out about whether you are accepting compliments correctly.
Yeah.
This is all good and helpful information that can help you to feel better in accepting compliments.
Correct. Yeah. Once again, this is not pressure. This is me saying that if someone compliments you, they are not, like, setting you up. It's not a test.
It's not a trap.
Thing. Yeah, right? And if you say thank you, they're not going to be like, oh, conceited. And if they do, you don't have to talk to them anymore. It's good news.
That would be such a weird exchange.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah. I can't remember who it was, but somebody said that when somebody is self-effacing, when a friend of yours is self-effacing, says, like, I'm really unattractive, or, oh, no, that's not true. You can say, stop saying mean things about my friend.
Yeah.
Oh. I really like that. That really stuck with me.
And you know what? Can I tell you something? And this is coming from me, your neighborhood narcissist. It's okay to be proud of something. Like, if you, like, really worked hard to, like, pick out the perfect outfit, or, like, you spent a little extra time doing your hair, or, like, you're proud of your voice when you sing or whatever, like, it's okay to be proud of stuff. One of my favorite things is to learn about new friends is, like, what are they proud of? What's something that they, like, feel special doing? Because then I can, like, encourage that, and I can, like, support them in it. And it is not weird to find out somebody's proud of something. In fact, I find it very inspiring. It's very beautiful to find out, like, oh, you like singing? Great. Or, like, you write? Awesome. Like, I love finding that stuff out.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us.
Tune in again every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Until then, take care of yourselves.